That's the delegate election report. And I think we have a motion. Did that motion ever come in, Serene? Serene?
Sorry. I've been having trouble. I'm trying to type it over in my phone because it's not going well in my email. Give me a minute. Can we move on,
Chair,
to the next thing for a minute?
Chair, this is Janet. I can report on something having to do with the ballots as secretary and the responsibility.
Tony.
Yes.
I was asking if we could move on to the next item while I try to get it to you all. I don't know why someone else started speaking.
Janet says she wanted to do something related to that. We'll hear her out, and by that time, hopefully you'll have it in. It's related to the elections. Yes, Janet.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Where is it on the agenda?
It falls it's related to delegate election reports. You're talking about
yes.
the election. Same issue.
I'm asking, my question is, on what agenda item is she reporting? I'm trying to find out.
On that Chair, may
yes,
I?
Janet, you want to respond to that?
Okay. I'm reporting on the 2016 delegate election, and I want to report that the ballots, the paper ballots, were sent to the national, to me, secretary at the national office. And also there are two CDs with the data files. And I've also been, I haven't been able to really look or to look at them because of technical issues. And I'm in contact with True Ballot about that to try to understand what's on those CDs, which I would assume would include the round-by-round reports, or, you know, the balloting, which we haven't seen yet. So that's my report.
Bill for the stack.
Before we start, we got 10 minutes on this item. I guess the time has started. But, Serene, where are you before we start taking a stack? You going to submit this question?
I just signed back in, but I don't understand why that, which is the secretary's report, which is elsewhere in the agenda, should count against the motion time.
The time says delegate election report. That's the title of the agenda item. And that's what we're discussing. That's why she made
it. That's not the title. That's not the title of the agenda item.
It says 3/2016 delegate election report. Under it, it has motion. That's the title of the item, the subject matter.
But there's only one thing there. So where
point
of order, Mr. Chair.
What's that?
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Instead of wasting time, why can't we switch and go to, in the meantime, that Serene write that motion, can we go to time-sensitive motion regarding the next item on the agenda? We already waste half of the time that we have for this item.
I don't know if we wasted time. The issues were related to the election report.
Okay,
Your Honor, I heard your point of order. If the board wishes to move, we'll move on. But we're on the item that we're on is delegate election report. And
listen,
so,
Bill, I have a suggestion for not handle this quickly.
Yes, what's your suggestion, Bill?
I don't think we even need a motion, just a request that the secretary get with our tech staff and see what it takes to get the all the election reports put up online the way we usually do after for the elections. And that way they'll be publicly available and we'll have it all ready. Anybody can look at it or download any of the things that we need. In the past, they've always had the individual scanned ballots and all the detailed results from each election. So
okay.
I think the tech staff could help with that.
Probably what we'll do is I think we need to move on with the agenda. We'll come back to this item. We'll move on to the next item of first time sensitive item.
Jose Luis, point of order.
Yes, Jose Luis.
The 2 minutes is up for this agenda item, so we can't come back to it.
We have 20 minutes on this item. We had 20 minutes on this side.
My apologies. That was 2 minutes.
Okay, we'll go to the next item.
Okay, Tony,
yes.
You guys should have it now.
Okay, you want to briefly tell us what this motion is about?
Well, should I just read it? It's fairly short.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. I'm going to do the headset thing. Whereas new local station boards are to be seated this month and the NES is no longer under contract, but several election complaints were left unresolved or LES decisions were reversed without notice to the original complainants or an opportunity for appeal, and the results themselves have inconsistencies. Be it hereby resolved that the IEDN Council shall make a recommendation on how these matters shall be handled. That's the motion.
Second.
Okay, we'll take a stack on this issue.
And may I speak first?
Yeah. Great.
Okay, so obviously we have a bit of a mess in terms of the results that have been posted and emailed to the NES, which in late October was coming back with a response that I'm working on my national elections report. Now comes back with, I'm no longer under contract, go look at the website. And looking at the website, you see clearly that there are a number of problems, including a statement that is patently untrue, that only three people failed to get ballots at the after having paid through PayPal. That is untrue, and it was known to be untrue at the time that it was posted, because my statements were clear that here were three examples, and that those communications were sent both to the NES and the Full Elections Committee, et cetera. So there are clearly some problems that have to be addressed, and they have to be handled in a speedy manner. And I would ask that the IED consult with counsel and, you know, make a recommendation as to how that's going to work, because the first LSB is meeting on December 11th, and in New York, they're very creatively carved out 7 days when they say the old delegates, some of the old delegates are still delegates, and some of the old delegates are not delegates. But we're going to somehow combine and do what we should have done all year, which is to send people to the national board for a month. And that is the most urgent piece of business. And they've, of course, chosen a meeting date, ignoring the people who said they couldn't make the date because they have quorum and they can do it all themselves. I mean, it's like totally ridiculous. It's all over the place. So there's lots of manipulation happening. We need to have at least an agreement on what the election results were and how those complaints were handled. There are a number of people in New York who, as I said, they had the list before the election closed about what the problems were. There were inconsistencies in terms of who you have to contact. One thing was being announced, something else was posted way down on the bottom of the web page, and you know, somebody's got to look into this stuff before before that first LSB meets.
We'll take a stack on this item, and we'll ask our timekeepers to stay on top of this in terms of the issue as well as each person.
Bill can stack.
I had one more phrase.
Yes.
Okay. However, considering that the IED said that there were some things to be discussed pursuant to Bill Crozier's comments, there's some things that need to be done in executive session.
Time.
I would move to table this motion until we have that information, which may mean that we have to deal with it next week or whatever the case is.
You're making a motion to table this motion?
I am.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, you want to briefly comment, but this is not a debate.
Yeah, my executive session appeal was only for the personnel aspect, meaning contractual and invoicing and things like that, not what I do believe is an open session issue in its majority in this case.
Okay. We have a motion to table. Is there any objection to tabling this motion? Okay, without objection, the motion is tabled.
Chair, Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet.
Who was it? Who seconded?
Serene made the motion. Who seconded?
Fitchback.
Fitchback.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is Lydia, if I have a point of information.
Yes.
So that I'm clear. I thought I heard Serene refer it to the executive session, not table it for a future open session. Am I wrong? I thought it was a time-sensitive thing.
I didn't hear a time. I just heard her table it. You can pull it off the table. She just tabled it. I didn't hear where she was going to, till what time. Okay, the next item that we have that's time-sensitive is the affiliate December regarding the December 15th affiliate director candidate interview. Janet, we have 10 minutes on this item, timekeeper.
Okay, so I'd like to read the motion. It's relatively short. Move that the PNB secretary notify each affiliate director nominee of the December 15th PNB meeting, during which each nominee will be interviewed for 20 minutes. The PNB secretary shall also obtain phone numbers from all the nominees so they can be called into the meeting for their interview and ask them to be available via phone between approximately 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Nominees living on the East Coast will be interviewed first. The interview process will be followed by an STV election conducted by email to elect the two 2017 Pacifica affiliate directors who will serve for a one-year term. The PNB shall establish a protocol for balloting at the December 15th PNB meeting. And,
That motion was submitted. That's attached to the agenda. It was submitted in writing.
Yes, Appendix A, right. So may I just say, just a few more.
Yeah, you want to motivate it?
Yeah, right. Okay, So this is a time-sensitive matter, and it's a requirement that we do elect the two affiliate directors, and so there has to be a process to do that, and part of it would be the interviews, and there's more than two candidates or nominees, so an STV vote would be required. At the November regular meeting, I can't remember whether it was a motion or not, but the way it worked in 2014, which was the last time that there were interviews of affiliate candidates, the chair select we approved it, two directors to come up with questions and to do the questioning during the interview process. So I'm done.
We'll take a stack. Is there any...
Jan Goodman.
Who is that?
Jan Goodman.
Dan, anyone else?
How can... Nobody can hear me?
No.
Can anybody?
No.
I can hear you now. I didn't hear you before.
Thank you.
We're taking a stack. Is it...
Adriana.
All right. Adriana. We got Jan. You want to start? Jan?
Hello?
Yes. Jan Goodman here. I would like to add an amendment to the motion to add that if WBAI has elected PNB representatives by December 15th, that they be seated on the PNB so that WBAI can have full representation at that
point
election.
Point of order, Nancy Sorden.
Yes,
I think that's
your point of order.
Which motion is Jan trying to amend? The one about the affiliates or the one that Serene just...
The one about the affiliates. About the procedure. That the procedure should include seating the WBAI PNB directors if they have elected people by then.
Doreen for the stack.
First of all, is there a second to that amendment?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
First, could I hear a second before we move forward, and then I'll take a point of order. Is there a second?
This is Grace. I second it.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
What Jan just said is not germane to this motion. I believe that it's out of order.
No, I'd have to rule against that. She's amending the motion to the affiliates, and she's just amending it that saying that you may disagree with it, but she just amended it saying that she wants these delegates, if they're elected, to be seated. I mean,
does she have any information that we don't?
Anything out of Robert, that's not inconsistent with Robert Rules of Order, what she's attempting to do. We can either just vote this up or down. We can't spend a lot of time debating.
Okay,
but I don't see anything as inconsistent with Robert Rules of Order why she can't make that motion to amend it.
This Janet, to the stack.
Okay, I had Serene, then Janet. Okay,
and Bill.
Okay. So I believe Adriana is correct that is not germane to the motion. Anybody who's a director at the time of the meeting will be at the meeting and will be able to vote. The LSB in New York usually meets on the second Wednesday, and that would have been the 14th of this month, and I presume we will still meet. But as I said, you know, although this must happen all around Pacifica, where the actual first day that someone is seated, by the time 6 years later, since the calendar shifts, I think, by a day every year, by the time that person is term limited, there will be a gap between their actual anniversary and the date of their LSB meeting, provided their LSB meeting schedule has not changed. But somehow in New York, that is grounds for, as I said, this huge manipulation of the date, so that there will be an election because, you know, your allies are quorum by themselves. Having lost the lawsuit and not done an election in spite of all the efforts that this PND went through to have an election, so BAI could have full representation all year, and some of you live that experience, such as Michael, who now has to call out because of all the disruption and so forth that they staged earlier on in the year. They're actually
a point of order. These comments are out of order.
Not been recognized.
What's your point of order, Bill?
Wait a second.
The speaker is making inappropriate comments and accusing people of things. She's not talking about the motion.
Why is his point of order allowed to interrupt me, but when Adriana attempted to make a point of order, you insisted she wait until a motion had been seconded?
Yes.
I had to get the motion on the floor, but we entertained her motion or point of order, Serene.
After you told
her like
to wait, didn't allow
Bill's
her to
point of
interrupt.
Order.
No one was even speaking at the time she made her point of order. I was speaking when you recognized his, and this is not the first time you've done that.
No, that's not correct, Serene. You're incorrect about that, okay? Well, usually when there is a motion, I would like to get a second so we can put it on the floor, and then I hear a motion of if there's a point of order. And I was...
So when no one is speaking...
We want the secretary to get the motion maker and the second first, before we get into any controversy. So, yes, I entertain her point of order.
Could
you please let me finish, Serene? Serene, you had not been recognized, okay? I'm telling you what my ruling is.
You
have not been recognized, Serene? Okay?
Tony?
So I did recognize Adriana, just like I recognize Bill's point of order, okay?
It's really not okay, because my point is that you refuse to allow Adriana to make a point of order when no one else had the floor and no
Serene,
one else was speaking.
Serene, I've ruled on that. We're
wait.
Just wasting time
but,
on that. Ruled on that.
But,
I reckon I've ruled
but,
on that.
But
you heard Bill's
but,
point of order. Now we'll go on
speaking,
with the stack that
you
we
allow
have.
Allow him to interrupt me, and this is not the first meeting in which you've done that.
Serene, a point of order. You can be interrupted. Read Robert Rules of Order. Okay?
Adriana,
now we're going to move on with
the point
stack.
Of order when no one had
the next
floor.
Person
or
I had on
the
stack
the
was
floor,
Janet.
You can. Excuse you?
Point of information.
Who is that?
Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Did you rule? Was there any ruling on Crozier's point of order?
I haven't. He didn't finish before he's interrupted. I can't. I'd have to go back to listen.
Because I was interrupted. You're allowing his point of order. I don't understand why you feel the need
Serene,
to...
Serene, you have not been recognized. I was listening to Michael.
I recognize you, though.
Doreen, you do not have special privileges. You have to be recognized by the chair.
Stop shouting.
Okay, Serene, you have not been recognized. Okay?
Nancy, point of order.
Nancy, you want me to finish?
Let's hear Bill's point of order, and I'll hear Nancy's point of order. Yes, Bill. Finish your point of order.
Well, the point is that she was making inappropriate comments and making accusations and stating untrue things that didn't even it wasn't even relevant to the motion.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Nancy, what's your point of order?
Is the amendment that Jan wants going to be put on to the email? I don't see it yet.
I'm typing it right now. And yes, okay.
Point of information.
First, we had Adriana. What's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Can you explain that a point? What a point of order is? Because what just Bill said is not a point of order. He's against what somebody's saying. That is not a point of order.
A point of order is anything that's against the rules established by the body of Robert Rules of Order. And I didn't
exactly.
But I didn't rule on it. I didn't recognize. Yes. I just heard his point of order. I didn't necessarily agree with what the point he made. So we're moving on, okay?
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Okay, so the adjournment time of this meeting is 10:30. It's close to that, you know, within a minute or whatever. And I want to know, my question is, when could a motion to extend the meeting be made? Because I'd like to do that.
A motion, at any time a motion could be made to extend the meeting.
May I be recognized to make a motion to extend?
Yes, you can be recognized to make a motion to extend. What's your recommendation?
Thank you. I move to extend the meeting by 30 minutes, or at least until 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, is there a second? Is there a second to extend the meeting? It's been seconded by who?
Michael.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll to extend the meeting time till 11? Madam Secretary.
Point of information.
Yes.
What's your question?
Point of information.
What's your question?
I would like to extend until we get through the time-sensitive motions and then move to executive session. I don't want to be up all night with you guys.
Serene, you can't make a motion with just point of information. You have to ask a question. You ask for a point of information.
Yeah, when can I make that motion?
What motion were you making?
A motion to extend for a period less than 30 minutes. When can I make that motion?
We already had a motion to extend for 30 minutes. You had a point of question.
When can I make a motion to extend for a period less than 30 minutes?
I would suggest you make
a
motion. If this motion fails, you can make that motion. If this motion fails. Okay.
But how would people know that I want to make such a motion, that there's an alternative to
Green,
the
point of order?
This is not a debatable item. We're going to have to go to a vote on this. Okay?
Is it amendable?
Vote up or down. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Stop it.
Point of order.
Yes.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, I'm a little confused because I believe that what Serene is trying to do is an amendment to the motion. What, 30 minutes?
No, Adriana, she asked for a point of information, and I responded to that. And now we're going to go to the vote.
But, Tony, my question was, when could I make that motion?
Serene, you have not been recognized, okay? This is not a debatable item. You can vote it up or down. If you vote it down, then you can come up with a different time to extend or no time to extend. Madam Secretary, can you go to the vote on extending for 30 minutes?
Go for it. Go for it.
Yes,
we'll be
Aaron.
Out of time by then. Go ahead.
Aaron?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Sorry? Aaron?
She voted yes.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune. Can't hear you. Brown. Can't hear you. Kesnave.
No.
No, Crozier.
Yes.
Yes, Fuentes. Can't hear you.
Is that Fuentes you said?
Yes.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams.
No.
Can't, no. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
I have a point of information.
You can't. You have to vote.
I don't know who said that, but it didn't sound like Tony Norman.
But you can't have a point of information. What is your point of information? It has to be related to the vote.
Well, obviously. It's 10:32. If this motion fails, does that mean we do not have an opportunity to bring another motion to extend and the meeting is over?
No. If someone wants to extend with a different time period, they have every right to do that. Okay, we can finish the vote.
I vote no.
No. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Shabanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Bethune didn't hear you.
No.
No. Brown didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair, not voting.
So this fails.
Brown.
Green, please.
Move back on the call.
I'm back on the call.
It's done. Thank you. I'm sorry.
We're out of time unless there's another motion to extend.
This is Serene for the...
I don't get a chance to vote.
The tally was red, so it's after the fact.
I didn't hear it.
Jim, once the announcement is made about the vote, we can't change or redo votes.
That's okay, only I didn't hear the tally, but go ahead.
Okay, yes, who is that about extension of time?
Roberts.
Yes, Roberts.
Okay, so I have a question. Can I both extend and rearrange the agenda in the same motion?
No. No.
How many chairs are on
out
the
of time. The only relevance is extension of time. You're going to extend time.
Your voice sounded
so
high just now. I move to extend by 3 minutes. I'm sorry, by 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second to extend the meeting by 10 minutes?
Second, Nancy.
Is there any objection to extending the meeting by 10 minutes? Okay. Without objection, we extend the meeting by 10 minutes.
Bill for the stack.
And this is Lydia.
Janet,
stack.
I was on the stack for Bill's, for the amendment.
We got to go back to the stack that we had for Jan's amendment, if I'm not mistaken.
And can you add Lydia, please?
The next person I had was...
And Serene, who was Hill, speaking and was interrupted.
Yeah. Janet, I was... Not.
And then Lydia. Okay, Janet.
Okay, so I call the question.
Okay. Is there any objection to voting on this matter now? Jan's amendment. Okay, without objection, we'll go to a vote. Everybody got Jan's amendment. Do you understand what it is? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Point of information, could she read the amendment? Is this amending?
She sent it
what?
Out to everyone. It's a brief motion. I don't know if you got it.
I'll read it.
Okay, yes, Jan, could you read it?
As part of the procedure to be followed by the PNB in electing affiliate directors, if the WBAI, I should put in there, LS delegates have elected PNB members by December 15, 2016, then those members shall be seated and shall be included in the December 2015 meeting, including electing the affiliate directors.
Okay.
Point of order. A point of information, I'm sorry.
What's your question, Adriana?
I receive a motion that is a little different to the one that Jan just read.
Because it didn't say delegates, and I just put delegates in because it was a typo.
Okay.
I'll resend it with the typo corrected.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this amendment?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune.
No.
No. Brown?
Pass.
Pass. Chesnave?
No.
No. Crozier?
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn passes. Novick?
I'm sorry, I have a point of information. Are these 2016 delegates that you're talking about?
Actually, yes. There would be 2016 delegates that they would be electing. And then in January, they would elect 17 delegates. They're
what
just
the
late delegates like
I'm afraid we're going to have to go forward with the vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
The motion, we are in the middle of a vote. We cannot keep changing a motion.
We have not tried to change. I told it was out of order. Nobody tried to change the motion, Adriana.
Yes, sir. Just Jan said that she corrected just now.
Okay, we're going to go forward with the vote motion that we have. Could you finish the vote, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Mongaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
Completely unnecessary.
How do you vote?
It's a completely unnecessary motion.
Come
on. Vote on.
All right. I'm marking you as present, not voting. Sorden?
No.
No. Shibanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Brown, you passed?
No.
No. Coburn abstains. Passed and abstained. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 3 yes, 9 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
3 yes, 9 no, 5 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, the next item we have on the time sensitive is the...
No, sir. I'm sorry. The original motion?
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. That's correct. We'll now go to the original motion that Janet placed on the table. Is there any objection to the original motion?
But, Chair, first, did somebody second this motion?
I did.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Is there any objection to Janet's original motion on the affiliates directive? Okay, without objection, motion passes. Next item we have on the time-sensitive issue is the 2017 PNB seating. Is that motion attached to this agenda, or does it need to be submitted?
It's attached. I'm sorry.
Is it attached?
It says Appendix B.
Okay, Serene, yes.
It was sent to the board like 2-3 weeks
ago. Excuse me, it's we have 5 minutes, item.
It should be uncontested, but it's simply to identify the date of the next of the meeting. The bylaws call for the seating of a new board in late January. The last Thursday in January is January 26th. And although that is, you know, almost 2 months away for people who are coming onto the board, we should make it clear what that date is so they can carve out the time to be there.
Okay, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Is there any discussion on this matter? Any discussion on this issue? Is there an objection to this motion? Okay, motion adopted without objection. The next, what is the next item we have? Is that C? Regarding the remote access?
Yes.
What was the time? How much time we had on this item?
There was no time specified.
Well, I guess we have to use the rest of the meeting time. Timekeeper on issues, how much time we have left in the meeting?
3 minutes, sir.
Okay. Three would like to be recognized.
First of all, we'll have Nancy, whoever's going to present this motion.
I would like to be recognized, please.
Are you going to present the motion?
I would like to move an extension. It's clear we can't do anything in 3 minutes.
What's your recommendation? Yes, Serene.
10 minutes. Oh, God.
There's been a recommendation to extend the meeting by 10 minutes. Is there a second to that?
Janet.
Is there any objection to extending this meeting by 10 minutes?
I'm sorry, may I ask Nancy a question as the maker of the motion?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Chair,
Janet,
what's your point of order?
This is not a discussable item, motion to extend.
Come on.
So that's correct. It's not a debatable item. Is there an objection to extending by 10 minutes?
Tony.
Okay, could you let me finish, Green? Is there any objection to extend this meeting by 10 minutes? Okay, if there's no objection, we extend it by 10 minutes. Okay, now we'll go to the motion. Nancy, you want to present the motion? Is it attached or does it have to be?
Yeah, it's Appendix C.
Okay, Nancy.
It's on page 8.
And could we get about how much time would you need for this motion? Could we get a recommendation on that?
About 6, 7 minutes, something like that. It depends on the discussion.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
We have, for what we vote, we have 8 minutes left in this meeting.
So, well, let's just go into the motion then. Nancy, you want to present it, and we'll see how far we go with it.
Okay.
Nancy.
All right. The motion is, since I move the following, since local station board meetings are subject to open meeting rules, resolved that until exigent circumstances for individuals is spelled out by the PNB, Pacifica's policy regarding local station boards allowing LSC members to participate in LSC meetings via remote access is that this is prohibited. All LSC meetings are to be conducted as in-person meetings.
Janet.
First of all, can we get a second to that? Can we get this on the floor?
Janet, and I'd like to get on the stack.
Okay,
Margie wants to be on the stack.
You're seconding the motion?
Adriana for the stack.
Jonathan
for the stack.
Okay, Aunt Adriana, Janet, am I understanding you second the motion?
Yes, and I asked to be on the stack.
Okay. And
me too.
In the stack, I didn't hear everybody though, because
Margie.
Adriana.
Be on the stack.
Got Margie, Adriana, and who else?
Jonathan.
Janet was in there near the first two.
Who?
Jan Goodman was.
Oh, okay.
And Lydia.
Okay. First of all, Nancy, did you want to briefly motivate this, and then we'll go into the stack?
Yeah. I just would like to point people to
Lydia's email of November 14th, which she sent email from in communication with John Kriegler about this, where he recommended that this is what we do in order to, you know, be compliant with CPB open meeting rules. He goes into length about it regarding the CAB, and then he says that in his last paragraph that these rules also apply to LSBs. So he says, I favor the in-person meetings for, wait a minute, this part about the exigent circumstances.
Could you just summarize it, Nancy? I think everybody got a copy of it.
That's yeah, weird. Basically he says, you know, it shouldn't be a routine to have people come in remote access. Only should be used for exigent circumstances spelled out, you know, that are described exactly why they would need to be participating remotely.
Okay.
And that's an email from him.
Okay.
So we'd be compliant with our CPB and get our CPB funding.
Okay, Janet?
Right, thank you. At the November 3rd PNB meeting, Lydia in her IED report referred to Kriegler's email and recommended that the part of the email that she forwarded to the PNB, or his email, she said, quote, my original question to John was regarding CPB open meeting requirements and proposals to join LSB meetings by telephone or vote by phone on the LSBs. So it's basically, she also said that she recommended that the PNB err on the side of caution to not put Pacifica at more risk of losing future CPB grants. So I move an amendment to this motion, and my amendment is to add the following. The PNB secretary shall immediately notify the LSB chairs and LSB secretaries of this new policy.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Is there any objection to that language to the motion? Okay, without objection. Next person.
Who seconded?
Nancy.
Thank you.
Fine with me.
Next person I had on the stack.
I have a point of information.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay. Permission for cross up. Was it also the intention to apply that to the delegates, the quote delegates assembly?
Also.
That non-existent term never shows up in our bylaws.
I would take that as a friendly amendment.
But that was a question. That wasn't an amendment. That was a question. It was a point of information.
Oh. Well.
Well, I was asking.
I would amend the motion to include that. It is. Yes. I think that it would be appropriate to have it applied to that as well.
Thanks.
Is there any objection to adding that as an amendment, that language? Okay, without objection. Margie, next on the stack.
Thank you. First of all, this motion is directed solely at the KPSA LSB. I do not believe that any other LSB has bothered to research thoroughly the requirements of the law and set up a process by which we have members who can participate in meetings by phone. They are all exigent circumstances. We have far flung LSD people from many parts of California, which is a very large state, are on our LSB, and it seemed reasonable to allow those people and people who have health issues to participate by phone. Since this policy has been implemented, we have continued to have public open meetings We have never had a meeting at which there was not a quorum in the room when the meeting was called. This is ridiculous, stupid, waste of time. We have much more important things to talk about. We need to talk about what's going on with Pacifica. We need to find out about our insurance. We need to talk about how to save stations that are teetering on the brink. We need to talk about what to do about BAI, which is, you know, in terrible financial circumstances. We don't need to talk about this. This is absurd, and I am offended that people would bother to spend the time talking about something that has worked perfectly well at KPFA for several months. We have a lawyer on our board who thoroughly researched the legalities of this. I'm just like, give it up, people. Let's talk about what's really important.
Next person I had on stack was Adriana.
Yes. Well, I think that this is really, obviously, I agree with this, because the same PNB, we tried to pass an amendment to our bylaws, and we voted down, not allowing in-person meetings, not allowing, even, I think that even Janet Cobran was one of the originators of that, talking about handicapped people, and that was voted down. I mean, what is the hypocritical position here is, depending if that is serving you, you vote yes or no. I mean, if the PNB rejected, how could that be that in-person meetings, that is the only option that the LSBs have, according to our bylaws, are in-person meetings? If we didn't agree, if we didn't pass an amendment allowing handicapped to reach by phone or by other means that we are not in-person, how could that be that one LSB decide to do it by itself? It's very clearly that doesn't make any sense. That is a decision of the PNB, was done before, and the LSB is just standing committees of the PNB. It's not up to the LSB to decide to change the rules. The PNB decides against the in-person meeting, allowing people not be in person, participate in the meeting. Obviously, nobody is up. That's it. Thank you.
Next person I have is Jonathan.
Can I respond?
Next person I have on the stack is Jonathan, but
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We are 20 seconds over.
Okay, we're out of time. Unless there's a motion to extend, we're going to have to go forward with a vote on this.
Nancy, I recommend we extend for 3 minutes. I move we extend 3 minutes.
Is there a second to extend for 3 minutes? Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 3 minutes? Without objection, we extend for 3 minutes. Nancy, you want to briefly respond, because we do have a couple.
I wanted to briefly respond about the, the motion has in it that the exigent circumstances can be spelled out, and I think, you know, we also don't want to be out of compliance with PNB, you know, so there is an exception for people with exigent circumstances, and it doesn't prevent what Margie was saying from going forward, because they just have to write up what those were.
Okay, Jonathan is next.
Point of information.
Who is that?
This is Margie. I just want to ask the chair to ask the body if anyone has read the policy that was adopted by the KPFA LSB. Has anyone seen it?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, you want to respond to that?
Yes, I have. And in my capacity as executive director, it is my responsibility to try to protect our CPB compliance. I take I take Mr. Krigler's opinion very, very seriously, especially given our desire to be compliant with CPB. Also, our long-term practice. We know our composition on the national board has been contingent on in-person attendance at, that one big meeting in January when everyone elects their directors. But in terms of exigent circumstances, were I on the board, which I'm not, I would have struck that language. And the reason is precisely because anything can be characterized as exigent circumstances. And without that definition in this motion, I think that would have needed to be struck. I am particularly remembering, I can't remember her last name. Remember that wonderful woman with all of the challenges that she had? Her first name was Jane from KPFA.
Jane Jackson, I think.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Was it Jane Jackson?
Yes, exactly. And with all of her challenges, having to have way more than a wheelchair, she had this elaborate thing because of her disability challenges that were so pronounced. And she would make all of these in-person PMB meetings and everything. However, I want to remind people that the reason we were able to get a waiver on having the PMB meet on the phone is because we stream the meetings. We don't, a recording that you can hear later is not the same. We stream the meetings and the public can write to us during the meeting at pmb@pacifica.org. And that was the only way we were able to get a waiver when we first decided to start having special meetings in between the in-person PMB meetings. So, I would say no until we would get a dispensation otherwise from the CPB on open meeting requirements. I think that language of
exigent. Has Mr. Krigler seen the policy that was adopted by the KPFA?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
Who have the floor?
Forget it.
Who have the floor?
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
Is the next person on the stack? Jonathan.
Janet, can
Thank
I?
Thank you. Real quickly, first of all, let me just say I would love it if I did not have to go to the Peace Center or wherever we hold the meetings once a month for the local station board. But that would be crazy. First of all, I have to agree with Lydia. To go against Krigler and further endanger future possible CPB funding, if that should ever occur again, is insane. And I have to wonder, is this feels like just further sabotage. I mean, if I were the co-founder of the KPFA Foundation, I could understand why you wouldn't want to hold a meeting.
Please.
I can't hear. Who is that that called a point of order?
This is Roberts calling a point of order.
What's your point of order?
It is not proper for him to charge people with sabotage. You didn't hear
That's
that.
That's right.
Point taken. The point is, why would anyone on this board at the point that we are in our situation right now want to endanger our CPB funding? If you can't get enough people to show up at a meeting, you don't have quorum.
We have always had quorum every single time.
Okay. Could we get order here? The next person I have on the stand is...
Time, Mr. Chair.
What's that?
Do I yell more?
I move to table this until the next meeting.
No, we can vote right now. I'm sorry. Can we stop this? We are out of time, Mr. Chair. How can I tell you the time if nobody pay attention?
Well, nobody can hear you, Adriana. I didn't hear you say out of time until just now. Okay?
Ms. Bill, I'll second Nancy's motion to table.
Thank you.
I think it needs more discussion, clarification.
Okay, is there a second to table this motion? It was Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Is there an objection to tabling this motion?
Yes.
All right, Madam Secretary, can we go to a vote on tabling this motion?
Point of information.
Who is that? Yes.
Yeah, didn't we have another motion on the floor, and the motion that we're voting on now was that, I don't even think that person was recognized.
No, the only motion we had on the floor was the motion Nancy presented pertaining to this issue.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Motion.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Well, yes, Nancy Aaron. Omitted it. I'm sorry. Point of order.
Okay.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Okay, we're not voting on the one that she presented by email. We're voting on the amended one that included the delegates as well as LSD members. So whatever hat you're wearing, if the
we're voting on tabling.
Okay. We're just voting on tabling it now, Serene.
I'm sorry. You said you were voting on what Nancy presented.
No, we're voting on the tabling.
Oh,
the table motion.
I won't listen to you. Okay.
All right, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the table?
Yes, Aaron. Abstain. Can't hear you. Abstain. Alexander.
Pass.
Pass. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown.
I vote no.
No. Castanets.
No.
No. Crozier.
Pass.
Yes. Fuentes.
No.
No. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Wangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden?
Abstain.
Abstain. Shabanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander, you passed?
I vote yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Oh.
You passed? Sorry? Bethune, how do you vote?
Oh.
No. No. Crozier, how do you vote? You passed?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment.
Hey, Jan Goodman, I changed my vote. Can I change my vote to yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
Did you have a vote from Jim Brown? Excuse me, point of order. Did you have a vote from Jim Brown because you dropped off the call and came back on?
Yes, I had a vote for him.
Okay.
Okay,
Nancy changes her vote to no.
Okay.
This is Grace. I changed my vote to yes.
one moment. Okay. We done? All right. I have five yes, 11 no, and one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So that's six yes, 11 no, one abstention. So the motion to table fails.
Okay. We'll now have to go to the motion as amended. Does everyone understand what we're voting on the original Nancy motion as amended? And we'll now take a vote on that motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
Pass.
Pass. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castanets.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Pass.
Pass. Fuentes. Fuentes.
I'm sorry. We're still on the tabling?
No, we're voting on the motion as amended.
Abstain.
Abstain. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwamaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback? Pinchback? Can't hear you. Roberts?
Pass.
Pass. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Aaron, you passed?
I vote yes.
Yes. Alexander, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have
I'm sorry. Do we have Serene? Didn't you pass?
No.
Oh, sorry. Right. Roberts passed. How do you vote?
I abstain.
Abstain. Sorry. Okay. I have 10 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, so this passes.
Okay, we are now adjourned. We're out of time. We'll have to go into closed session now. I think Michael will be calling everyone. And thank you for your service.